right, let's start the fucking show, huh?
Voyagers of Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.3 FM. It's time to get lost. Lost at Sea with your host and ship captain, Barry Sutherland. Tonight, I don't know what to talk about, really. I'm not sure what we should discuss. I'm not sure if anything is fully worth discussing. Sure, let's go with that. I've been trying to set up this other podcast thing where I teach people about that, no one cares. So I mean, there's that. So we'll see what happens. The show, I'm just honestly winging whole set list and everything. So what goes goes, and what doesn't just doesn't fit. Sure. So the clothes doesn't fit, you must have quit. I don't know. That doesn't sound quite right, but sure, let's say it does sound quite right. I think it does. I think you do. I think you know. I think you'd know. I think you know. I think you know that it's bagel time where you are in Santa Cruz. So if you're listening right now, it's probably Saturday night, and it's totally time for bagels. Bagels and cream cheese. I used to hate cream cheese. Now I kind of like cream cheese. I don't know why, but I kind of don't hate it as much as I used to hate it in the past. Where in the past, like, cream cheese is the worst thing possible. But now it's like, it's not too bad. It exists. It has a taste. It's cream cheese. Got nothing more to add to it than that. Also discovered Aquaman is 2 hours long. Oh my god, that is way too long. Superhero movies, get it together. Stop being 2 hours. Like, Avengers can get away with that because, you know... Have you not seen the Avengers movies? They can totally get away with 2 hours. Batman can get away with 2 hours, but you're Aquaman, man. Talk to fish, dude. You know what, son of Neptune, you talk to fish? Your power is that you can read the sea? That's not 2 hours. That's a trip to an aquarium. Your local aquarium or to a pet store, and then you're like, oh, there's a tiger shark. Okay, awesome. I should probably buy this. Do I have a bowl? Okay, I don't. I'll buy a bowl. And then you buy the bowl, all the little gravel that goes in it, and fish and some food. You take it home, you put 1 + 1 + 1 all together. And then you're like, man, I have to eat this fish. And then you have what should have been the Aquaman movie. I'm just saying what we're all thinking. It's a movie about a man who talks to fish. How does he last on dry land? I don't, you know. Aquaman. Yeah. I didn't care for Entourage. Then I didn't care for Entourage. Although Mandy Moore was on Entourage during that period, which was pretty hot. Because Mandy Moore is pretty hot. Yo, I still got a crush on Mandy Moore. I'm just not gonna lie. I do. She and I need to make that happen. Soon. You know, I'm just saying to Mandy Moore, if you happen to be in Santa Cruz listening to this broadcast, I'm just saying, like, you know, hook up. Here's something. Delishedemonhouse@gmail.com. Just see. Mandy Moore, we need to make this happen. We need to make our dreams a reality, baby. That's what I'm talking about. There's a dude crossing outside the window with something. I don't know what he's wearing. A burgundy sweatshirt, so I'm gonna fight that dude because he's got burgundy on, and it's not Ron Burgundy, so I'm totally gonna fight that dude. All right, cool. Let's play some music.
carnival time. That was confusion. I see a man in crime, beating for no woman. It's a she took him whiskey and she gave to Harry. It's a she took him money and she gave to Archie. Then she take a rum and she give it to the mom. Nixie, it's Nixie. He pricks you, then him licks you. He ramps you, he jumps you, he slams you, then he damps you. The woman big and fat, yes, that's why they call she big and bad. Always beating man right. This time she had it up. I said, you're right and passing. And the people laughing there. When the big and high fall, man, it makes you look small. What did you think that for? Whoop, come back and take some more. They trash it.
Take that.
They smash it.
Take that.
With their sails afloat, if I could.
those fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be.
Ever seen a more gorgeous specimen in all your life?
No, sir.
You know, there are still a lot of people out there who think that their morals and their pride are more important to them than money. Can you believe that?
No, I can't believe it. Because morals and pride can't buy you gold. It can't buy you diamonds, sir.
Virgil, you're learning fast. And all you people out there are going to learn the same lesson that Virgil here has learned, that money can and does buy you anything or anybody. Like I said, everybody's got a price for the million-dollar man. Bunch of little brats. Public pool, huh? We'll see how public it is. Anybody here?
Yeah, can I help you?
Yeah, I like a lot of privacy. When are all these little brats gonna be out of the pool?
We close the pool at 8 in the evening.
Yeah, well, what would it take to make this a private pool right now?
I'm afraid I can't do that. It's a public pool and they're taxpayers, and taxpayers. I'd have a lot of problems with the mothers and fathers.
Listen, mister, I pay more taxes in a month than these people make in a year. Virgil, I think we can find something wrong with the pool today, don't you?
I really can't. It's a public pool. I really have problems with the mothers and the fathers.
Virgil, I think there's a little too much chlorine in the water, don't you?
I'll be right back.
Yeah, get these brats out of the water.
All right, everybody out. The chlorine level's too high. We're going to close the pool. Let's go. Come on.
Come on, you brats, get out the pool. All of you, come on out. Out, out, come on. Let's go. Hey, you two brats, I said out of the pool now. Get out the pool, come on. It's time to go, let's go. Let's clear the pool.
No,
everyone out. Let's go, out, 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 out.
I did too.
I came here to swim, not to be shouted at.
Yeah, we the dumb old brats. Come on, guys, get out of the pool.
Hey, don't feel sorry for those little brats. And don't be upset with the pool manager. Because he didn't do anything that any one of you wouldn't have done. He had his price just like each and every one of you has your price. Everybody's got a price for the million-dollar man.
Another song is written on your face. Instead, I put pressure on the whole damn place. Yeah. I never like running through the crowd with no proof. So now I gotta flex in the steps of the truth. Forever hearing Prince had to stick to his kind. Right. Prince make a love song about a Tech 9. Right. I thought Prince B had to be Prince B. Yeah, yeah, they wanna riff when they finally disagree. With that dog eat dog, I'ma get mine. Yeah. Even if I'm stepping on you, frame of mind. You can ring things when I'm bringing things at, but Prince B thinks. what? It's with that. So now I'm accused of spiking a punch, and I'll be the scapegoat for faking the funk. But when you set up another primetime beef, was hard at first, but melts in the heat. They call that plastic, plastic, y'all. Plastic, plastic, y'all. Plastic, plastic, y'all. Plastic, shake it up over here. Plastic, they wanna serve me now. A cup of dried rainbows and a dark cloud. You wanna picture me as you, but no way. See, I'm into innovations, okay? Okay. Don't you know they itchy, itchy me when they itchy, itchy you? Whoa. Passing off the mic through the kissy, kissy crew. What else can display through a mind that's foul? Can a politics show you how? Come on now, I refuse to be used as an undercover clone. Or even bad to the bone. Yeah. Nocturnal caps and uh-oh persona. They calculate straights, they do what you wanna. What? TikTok me for the crazy flips. You really wanna know what a sellout is? Do you ever see a feather that can break a nut? They melt every time you heat them up. Why? Because they're plastic, plastic, y'all. Plastic, plastic, y'all. Plastic, plastic, y'all. Plastic, shake it up over here. Plastic, plastic, yeah. Plastic, plastic, yeah. Plastic, plastic, yeah. I don't know hip hop. What's this? Huh? What's this? You know, well, what's this? What's this? See what I'm saying? You treat me right, I'll be good to you. The most superficial, sacrificial, inter-incarnational costume ever, and that's called plastic. Plastic. And that's foul. Plastic. I'll be the scapegoat. Plastic. And that's foul. Plastic. I'll be the sellout. Plastic. But that's foul. Plastic. I'll be the one with whack. Plastic. Plastic. But that's foul. Plastic. Feel, la la la, power.
We're back. It's time for Misconnections, Santa Cruz edition. Misconnections, Misconnections, Santa Cruz edition. Misconnections, Misconnections, Santa Cruz edition. If you want to get some sex, you know where to find the best Misconnections. Santa Cruz edition. Misconnections. Santa Cruz edition. If you have an obsession with feet and you're looking for a girl that's sweet, Misconnections. Misconnections. Okay, so we're in Santa Cruz edition of Misconnections. I realize as opposed to ones in Chicago, it doesn't benefit any of you guys. Because you guys are looking for other people that you may have come across at some point and you don't know where they are. So, here they are. This one is Pizza Register Guy. This sounds like a sex offender. It's like, oh, dude, this dude's registered pizza. It's like, what's he doing? He's too busy slapping a salami. He was too busy choking the chicken to put it on the pizza. He was too busy casing his sausage. I don't know, man. But it sounds like a sex offender, pizza register guy. I love you guys in Santa Cruz. You're pretty dope, but, you know, it seems like there's a different title for that. Anyway. In Santa Cruz downtown, Wolf, you're very good looking, and your teasing is unbearable. I'm the one who bought a lemon cocoa and stood around for a couple minutes after. I noticed a thing in your pants, and you noticed me looking. Hell yeah, she did. Anyway, seems like you made it throb for me. Then the bump in your sweatpants grew. You're pushing the register in with that monster too. Ha ha. You're pushing that register in with that monster too. Ha ha. Anyways, I ran into you in the restroom at the Asti Sumani. I don't know. Then you stood next to me outside towards the end of the night to smoke your cigarette. I looked over a couple times and then you walked up and asked how my night was going. That's when my good friend walked up and my opportunity to respond went away. Either you're into the attention or you're interested in more. Either way, I'd be down to give you either. You seem chill. I have a smaller stature and was wearing an orange and dark blue rain jacket, if I remember correctly. You have facial hair, black sweats, and you're Caucasian. At least that's what I could tell. Hit me up if this was you. Alright, pizza registered offender pizza guy. You should totally hit this girl up, man. She's like into your scene. She's into that bulge in your pants. I guess you're a pretty decent size if she's into it. Or are you hiding sausage in there? Perhaps it was a roll of, like, pepperoni? I don't know. Do you have, like, extra pieces of crust dangling out of your crotch? I don't. Anyway, she loves when you made that throb. And that's the sound of a bell. I wasn't expecting that. Anyway, so, yeah, dude, hit her up, man. You know, let her have a taste of your slice. Let her, give her some stuffed crust. put some sauce on her dough. I don't know, man. Just hit her up, man. She seems cool. Anyway, here we go. Old Santa Cruz sexting friend, Katrina B. I'm looking for a former sexting friend. We're both married and used to hit it off. You were a little older, 12 years, I think. Damn, dude. I got rid of my kick. What the hell's a kick? I don't know. I can't seem to remember your username. If this is you, please reach out. I'd love to pick up where we left off, Jay. Dude, Jay, she's 12 years older. That means, like, even in sexting form, she's probably hot, man. I'm just saying. Older women got it going on, man. I've fantasized about a few. I've known a few. I've checked a few out. Just saying. Older women are hot. So, good luck to you on her sexting. I'm sure she probably broke you in while she was sexting you. I don't know. Anyway, looking for John L. I have been looking for my friend John. We used to hang out last summer. I have a new phone and lost your number. Let me know if you get this. this is your friend Jay. I would love to hang out, reconnect. What you do, Jay, is when John writes to you, he's like, new phone, who this? Just because you can do that. And I think you should do that. You should be like, new phone, who this? Okay. Move on. Let's do one more. I mean, we got to get back to music, so we should do... Oh, no. Let's do two more. Let's do two more, actually. let's see. All right, we got two more. Male for woman. Man for woman, I'm sorry. But you really have my attention now. This isn't Capitola? So you did it again. Are you mad at me? I don't understand. Same thing. I know you're trying to somehow get my attention. I looked you right in the eyes, you averted. I walked towards you. You shifted away. Near the end, you bumped into me for the third time and stalked out the door rapidly. I called after you. You kept going. So at the risk of being a fool, I questioned. No offense meant. Are you deaf, mute? I don't mind. My age, sex, location is weak. You are as shy as I am to approach you. I won't embarrass you. I can feel it. Please find a way to let me know what is happening, okay? I want to know. Same place, same behavior. You piqued my curiosity. I'm not afraid to get to know you. Can we just communicate somehow, please? It's freaking me out. Dude, you need to chill the hell out. You're kind of stalkerish, man. No, just no disrespect, but like, just, I don't know, man. I think you would actually just know her if you have this much information. Maybe she was talking to you, but you just seems like you should know who she is. I don't know, man. You're creepy, dude. I don't think, maybe she was deaf and mute, and you're just like saying, like, and it's like that line where she video for hello, and you're just like waiting out in the corner, hanging out, like, I'm gonna stalk this blonde girl, except she's deaf and mute. But I'm gonna stalk her and hope that she can hear me, because I'm creeping up behind her and in the stairwell to say hello. Is that what you're doing? Dude, that's some creepy shit, man. Like, you need to chill. Take a Xanax and just, I don't know, meet one of her friends, ask her for her phone number. Dude, weird, dude. Don't ever do that. Anyway, last one. Oh, snap. That was kind of creepy and weird. I don't know. I don't like that one. Let's do one more. Oh, man. All right. You wrote it on the return key. Capitola. What the hell's going on, Capitola? Man, you guys are really trying to make this happen. We weren't supposed to end like this. My heart and mind are hurt beyond reason, but still open. Please find some way to clear your mind. Then reach out to me so we can repair this. End this cold war and try to get back some of what was lost. There's no action in the world. No matter how bad, it can't be stopped or reversed. It just takes two people who genuinely want to fix it without interference from anyone else. Oh my God, dude, just let that go. Yo, bro, I'm gonna tell you, let that go. Because honestly, it's over. I don't know you, but out of respect, Jesse, you gotta let that slide. Anyway, Misconnection, do Santa Cruz edition, Misconnection, do Santa Cruz edition. Yeah, that's all I got. So, yeah, that's all I got for this post on that one. I don't know anything else to add to the Santa Cruz era Misconnections other than some weird theme song and just. Hey, how you doing? No, you're good. Good. Apparently, there's someone's looking for an Asian male at a Costco gas station. That's super creepy. Just Santa Cruz, man. It just sounds like you guys are like stalking each other. It doesn't sound like you're actually trying to find each other. It's like you're looking up two dudes at a Pono Reef. I don't know what the world. They have facial hair, but not full beards, which means they're probably like not grown men because they can't grow beards. I'm just gonna say this. You guys are weird. I love you guys. You're my audience, but you guys are into some weird stuff. Like, I don't know, man. But I hope you guys find who you're looking for. Just stop making it creepy. That being said, Misconnections, do Santa Cruz edition. This is gone on too long. I'm gonna leave this unedited. But do Misconnections, Santa Cruz edition. Yeah. We got X Rose. BG. Anyway, all right, back to music. It's just a matter of me.
I'll be waiting dark and don't rush me back. の死体が。
とにかく落ち着くんだ。このことがみんなに知れたらパニックを煽るだけだ。このことは先生に任せて警察には連絡する。どうした？
トモコを保健室に。
おお、トモコが大丈夫か？心配だな。君たちも気をつけてね。
So tonight's broadcast is brought to you by apparently the thing that just went off. Alright, it's actually brought to you by nobody. So that being said, the playlist for tonight's episode, as well as every episode of Lost at Sea, can be found on Instagram at Delicious Demon House. What? You can email me, Barry Sutherland, at deliciousdemonhouse@gmail.com. I'm online, so I mean, just hit me up and just say, you know, hey, I don't like the way you harass the pizza offender register guy, because he's a registered pizza offender, because he's like pushing the register with the penis and playing with dough. So he's like a registered offender for pizza, right? Anyway, so that's where we're at. Ate pizza last night. You see that the red peppers just have something's giving me acid reflux. Ignore that noise. It's giving me acid reflux. I don't know what we talk about today. I'm just there's a lot on my mind right now, and none of it is either good nor bad. It's just kind of blah. That's why I need a guest host. Somebody do some. I don't. Yeah. No, wait, no. Yeah, wait, no. Yeah, we need a guest host. Someone who can make sense of the nonsense that is this show. Someone who could be, like, have a sexy voice so you don't hear this voice. And actually, this is going to be one of the very few shows I might. As a challenge given to me by a fellow coworker, this is a show. If you notice at this point, I'm not using any filters on my voice because I said, challenge accepted. Then I shot that person because how dare you challenge me and not give me some of your cheeseburger. I was like, yo, that cheeseburger smells amazing. But you're asking me to do something but not giving me a cheeseburger. So I'm just going to kill you now. And I'm still going to complete that challenge because that's how awesome I am. I complete challenges and steal a cheeseburger. Yep, that's how I roll in life. Anyway, so back to the point is, this is Lost at Sea on Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.3 FM. Again, playlists can be found on Instagram at Delicious Demon House, or you just straight up email me at deliciousdemonhouse@gmail.com, and I will send you the playlist and tell you you are awesome. I might bake you cookies, but it's not a guaranteed thing because I love cookies. If I'm baking them for you, should I just eat them myself? I'm just going to point out that logic to that because it makes sense to me. Anyway, so, all right, we're going to go back to whatever's playing at this moment. I don't never know. This show, I'm winging the show together, so I don't know what's being I'm playing right next. But just know it's going to be something pretty awesome. And it's all. Do you need to know more than that? No, I don't think so. Lost Sissy, 101.3 FM, Santa Cruz. Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Your side! always be there with your news. Something's in the oven and it hurts, but I'll go. Dying that we all have high hope.
Yeah. joins us from Atlanta to discuss the charges, and we welcome you, James Brown. How did all of this trouble begin?
Living in America. Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong at all? You're not in any difficulty, but you're out on bond.
No, I'm not.
Have all the charges been dropped?
Yeah, I'm out on love.
Well, are you out on love or out of love? Which is it?
Out on love. Alone from night to night, you find me.
Now, James, this isn't the first time you and your wife have had a problem. Are the two of you going to be able to work this out?
Let's talk about some music.
You want to talk about music, and you don't want to talk about what happened?
No, it's all over.
Well, let's talk about your tour. When are you leaving?
We're leaving tomorrow.
And where are you going?
Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Now, your fans will have read all about this, James. Aren't you concerned about that?
No, señor, the Caramucci. No, Dagestan. I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
And what are you going to say to your fans when they ask you some questions about it?
I'm going to say I feel good. Papa's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world.
Well, that's the second time we've heard that in 2 days. That's very interesting. Now, don't leave us, James. You stay right there.
I'm
we
not
have
leave
more that we have
something.
To talk about. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be
Hello,
doing
Dad.
On this tour.
What'd you say?
What are you going to be doing on this tour?
I'm going to be doing Papa's got a brand new bag, living in America. Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Jam.
Now, I understand that you already... James, I have to ask you one serious question here. I understand you already have started divorce proceedings. Does that mean that you're now eligible?
Yes, I'm eligible. I'm single. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
Now, the women love you when you get out there. Why do you think that is?
What'd you say?
The women love you when you get out there.
Why is that, ladies?
Well, I'm asking you.
Huh? Because I look good.
Why do you think that is? You
look good. I smell good. I feel good.
And you sing good.
And make love good.
Oh. Well, there we are. We don't have to ask anybody else. We got that from the source. There you are. Now, you're involved in publishing a gospel magazine. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Second Coming. It's out of Augusta, Georgia, the anchor. Joseph P. Young is the editor, and James Brown is one of the advisors. And we're doing a fantastic job. The Second Coming. It features, on this week, I think we have the Pope and I believe the Williams brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And next week we're going to have Reverend Al Sharpton, I think, on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be doing a lot of good things, and hopefully we'll get Brother Ted Turner on the cover. Ted,
well,
where you at?
James, we want to thank you for being with us today.
Wait
and
a
giving
minute,
us an
I just
opportunity.
Got here.
Oh, is there something more you want to say that we haven't covered?
Yeah, I want to say a lot of things.
Okay, go ahead.
I love America. I love everybody.
Well,
I feel good.
It sounds to me as though you're not troubled by any of this at all.
This is a man's world.
Thanks for reminding us of that. Every once in a while, we forget.
Get up on
that. We've remembered again. James, good luck on your tour. Thanks for being with us. I guess we're going to hear lots more.
Hasta luego.
So I was like, okay, and I hardly even know her. Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.3 FM. You hit the end of your voyage. We had some turbulent waters there, especially with the registered pizza offender. But we're home. That's it, man. We're on land at this point. You know, maybe not probably the registered pizza offender. I don't think that dude's on land. That dude's probably sitting there stroking some dough at the moment, saying like, "Yeah, I'm gonna hit this sausage." Yeah, I'm going to stroke this pepperoni and make it all hard and cheesy. I don't know, man, too. You're a registered pizza offender. That's weird. Why are you offending pizza? She's into you. Despite the fact you molested that pizza, dude. And the register. Man, that's messed up, dude. It's just like, was there no other options? Just going to throw this out there to you. I don't know. So anyway, the point is you're at the end of Lost to Sea. So this is the end of the episode. I don't have any words of wisdom other than, you know, don't get a diabetic 90-year-old pregnant. That seems like sage and wise wisdom. that you should probably already know, but you probably don't. So don't like knock up a octogenarian with hip dysplasia. You know, unless you're planning on knocking hip back in line, I guess that's an option. There's a dude in a blue coat and a girl in a green coat. They're walking this way. I don't know who they are. I'm gonna fight them too. I'm like, hey, yo, green coat, run that coat. And what do you have in that white bag? Blue jacket. What do you got in that white bag? No tacos, no chimichangas. I don't want it. I do actually want tacos now. That's disgusting. That sounds amazing. Tacos are delicious. Yeah, they are. Anyway, that's it. That's the end of the show. It was a show. I don't feel like I have to justify anything to you. Nor should you want me to justify anything to you. Just know I did what I did, and you did it too. Yep. Sorry, I'm getting text messages about snow advisories. When I live on the far northwest side of Chicago, I'm working on the far south side of Chicago, which means getting home is going to be amazing. It's all I ever dreamed of. Anyway, it's late. You have another program, a couple hours or so of programming that's going to blow your mind and teach you about the joys of anal prolapses in the time of cholera. Or it'll teach you how Abraham Lincoln not only helped free slaves, but he was an amazing clog dancer. I bet you didn't know that. But now you do. And so I want you to go find your significant other and say, man, I'm going to tap that tonight. And Abe Lincoln was the most amazing clog dancer ever. So I'm going to get some of that. And you now know that. That's right, listeners and shipmates. Abe Lincoln was like ass titties, and then he's like, "Yo, I'm gonna clog this dance. Slaves, let's get free." I don't know, man. Let's wrap up the show. So that was Lost at Sea for this week. Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.3 FM. I got nothing else. That's it. So wherever you are while you listen to this, be safe this week, man. It's a rough world. And we don't forget, we still have an idiot in charge. I'm just saying. Be safe wherever you are. Hug somebody. Tell someone you love them. If you don't love anybody, find someone. Don't just a stranger. Say, hey, listen, I love you. Because the way you rock those capris with those high heels and that red lipstick, but you happen to look like Mick Foley, it's quite impressive. That makes you a beautiful creature. You're a beautiful unicorn. Stay classy, Santa Cruz. Alright, this is again Lost at Sea 101.3 FM Santa Cruz Free Radio Santa Cruz. I'm Barry Sutherland. Hit me up, Delicious Steam House on Instagram and Gmail. And I will see you guys, I guess next week. I'll be back next week for a new edition. With maybe Bobby Brown, we'll see. Ricky Bell might be involved in it, but nonetheless, a new edition, I'll also see. And I guess you have to cool it now. Ooh, watch out. You're gonna lose control. Okay, I'm done. Buried on the battlefield.